Well, hello there. This is Henry Harris, and welcome. We are exploring the spiritual foundations of mental health. Today's topic, the normalness of chaos. But let's first review, what is this basic call about? What are we talking about when we speak of the spiritual foundations of mental health? We're speaking about the fact that there is a simple truth behind all life, behind all experience. How incredibly liberating, how incredibly helpful is it to know that there is a single, simple source and cause behind everything? Let me tell you what I mean by that. I'm having an experience of life. I'm having reactions. I'm having experience of happiness, of distress, of frustration, of worry or self-judgment. It looks and feels regularly like all those myriad feelings, those swirl of emotions, are coming from all kinds of places. They could be coming from my past. They could be coming from the people in my life right this moment. They could be coming from actual deficiencies that I have in my character or in my skill set or in the people around me. All of those things can combine to create an experience of pressure, of stuckness, of antagonism. I am at the mercy of all kinds of things that are real. That's how it looks to me. My experience is being shaped and created. All the psychological stuff flowing through my mind, heart, mind, it looks and feels like all of that is being shaped by things that are facts on the ground, realities of this world that I can't directly change and control. All those things from my childhood or things about my character or things about my spouse or my child that are so unnerving or so challenging or so difficult. Or let's talk about the reality on the life of life today, the uncertainty of the circumstances of our life, the volatility in markets or in grocery shopping or in our own personal health. There's so many things that seem to be the cause of our moment-to-moment experience. That's a mistake. That's not true. I'm not saying that we don't have actual events and circumstances in our lives. We do. But our experience of them isn't generated from those things themselves. It's not coming from the outside, the circumstances of our past or our present, or the things that we don't know. That's also a circumstance. Not knowing something in this moment is also a circumstance. None of those things generate directly. They cannot generate. There's only one way our experience is generated. There is a divine energy that underlies all life, that is underlying and animating all life now, right now, right this moment. I'm having an experience in the same way that everything is having an experience of an unfolding divine flow in this moment. That is the only way in which anything is generated or created in anything. The table that I'm sitting, resting my arms on right now is generated in this moment through the flow of divine energy, and so too are the flow of feelings, the thoughts and feelings that are flowing through my consciousness that allow me a certain peace of mind in this moment, or that alternatively arouse in me a sense of insecurity. That is all emanating from one single power. And the understanding of that, that simple truth, the acknowledgement of that truth, it's true whether I feel reassured or I don't feel reassured. We're here to explore a truth that will absolutely, incontrovertibly transform our experience of life. There's no way that we won't be affected and changed by this understanding. But the truth is but the key is to recognize and value the truth unconditionally, even not as a tool to change my feeling in this moment. The feelings will shift. It's impossible that our feeling state, our sense of freedom, our psychological freedom, and our overall sense of expansiveness and peacefulness, it will open as we gain greater and greater understanding of the simple truth. But I don't pursue the truth in this moment as a tool to change my feeling, because that's a fundamental contradiction to the truth, right? I seek to understand the truth on its terms unconditionally, the simple truth that I can look at and watch and treasure my experience, even my distressing and anxious, chaotic feeling in this moment is being shaped by a single cause. And it's not in my hands to manipulate those circumstances in a direct sense. There are wonderful things to do in this world. There's definitely responsibilities and there's interventions that are worthwhile in my life and in the life of my loved ones. I am absolutely responsible to take action, intervene. But I want to do so on a platform of truth. I want to do so on a platform of reality, that I'm not taking action as a way to fend off unpleasant feelings or disappear unpleasant feelings or create or manufacture nice feelings. Pleasant, unpleasant feelings are part of a divine flow. There's no way to avoid in this lifetime ups and downs. I'm not interested in manufacturing only ups or running away from downs, because I'm not in the business. It's not an option for me to do so. And there is a tremendous liberation in freeing ourselves of that task and being present to what is our task, which is to see the truth, to acknowledge the truth, to value the truth, to be in this moment's truth, and to fully a partner with that divine energy. There's so much wisdom available to us now in this moment. There's so much understanding and wisdom when we are not busy judging, running, battling this moment's experience. This moment's experience is it's a portal. There's only one portal to the infinite, to the truth. That's now. That's in this moment. I'm thinking about my future, but I'm doing so with a grounding in the present moment. Those are the foundation. That's the conversation about mental well-being, spiritual foundations of mental well-being that we're having. The acknowledgement of that simple truth, that our experience is being shaped not from the outside in by the past or by the circumstances of the present, by what's missing. It's being shaped by one way. And today's theme, as I mentioned, is the normalness of chaos. One of the themes that I was reflecting on over the last few weeks is the simple idea that in the account of the creation, the Torah teaches that God created the heavens and the earth, and then it says, "V'tohu v'vohu haya al ha'aretz, al p'nei ha'aretz." There was chaos upon the face of the earth. It is to be understood that part of the creation is the potential for chaos. The potential for chaos is it's built into the system by design. And that's certainly, I can testify to that. There is a rolling, unfolding, live feed of chaotic feelings and thoughts inside of me. I have a continuous flow of, there's definitely a presence of an ongoing, like, trouble, alarm, warning, problem, things could fall apart. There's blah, blah, there's an ongoing presence of that perception of chaos. And yet we know that potential for chaos is not, obviously, it's not the design, it's not the goal. The fact that there is built into the design the presence of chaos is in no way reflective of the fact that it's real. That chaos exists inside of a divine wisdom. The flow of divine, that live feed of divine energy that shows up in our heart and mind, that contains within it the power of chaos. We feel it. We feel it pulling. We feel it drawing us. We feel it enveloping us at times. But that wasn't, that's not, the, it's not there to kind of be, that's not the end goal. The end goal is our potential to see and acknowledge the truth about that very feeling of chaos, that very perception and that sense that, whoa, we're out of control. Life is unsafe. Danger. The very presence of that perception, of that feeling, it exists inside of a divine plan. The Torah says elsewhere, Lo l'tohu bara, not for chaos did God create the world. L'shevis yatsra, for civilization, for dwelling, he formed it. This world, it was created with the capacity for chaos, and yet it was ultimately designed to be formed into a place of dwelling, a beautiful place of dwelling. And the language of the verse is very significant. Bara is an act of creation. That's something that only is associated with the Creator. We don't create things from nothing. Only the Creator creates from nothing. But then L'shevis Yatsra, for civilization, it was formed. Yotzer, to form, is something that one does with that which was already created. That's a person, that's a human endeavor. A human endeavor is to create a place of dwelling. So the Creator created the potential and the possibility of chaos, but simply as raw materials, simply exist as raw materials. We must understand the normalness, the design quality of chaos in this world. You will not graduate from the potential for chaos, or as far as that's my understanding, the human experience is that there's a capacity for chaos. Now the good news is that we have the ability to graduate to new levels of understanding about that chaos, where places in our life that look chaotic today weren't even in our periscope a year ago. It didn't even look like those were even a playing field. And places in our life today where we navigate, where we seem to be on kind of still waters, we're able, we're managing, we're kind of, it's become part of our normal. A year ago they looked chaotic and threatening to us. That's the way that our life proceeds. And as we gain access to this simple truth, this realization that our feelings, the feelings of chaos, the feelings of danger, see, this is in some sense the whole psychology of like an addiction. An addiction works in the following way. A person experiences an intense surge of feeling that feels deeply unsafe, that just has the power to threaten one's literal existential being, his existence. And it's just unbearable. It's absolutely unbearable. Because why? Because why is that feeling unbearable? Because it looks and feels as if it represents an absolute power of destruction. It's so unsafe and so unsettling. It's so powerful that it must be fled from. That's what an addiction is. I cannot bear being in the presence of that feeling because it could kill me. It could absolutely destroy me. Whereas the understanding that we're pointing to is recognizing, no, that power doesn't have, it's not, it exists before and inside of the creation. It's all part of a divine design. It's one of the most touching things to me about the Yom Kippur service is that we bring two goats, and they're identical, and one is sent off to some entity called Azazel, and the other is brought as part of a service in the temple to God, which is really strange on Yom Kippur that we would have an offering that is somehow set aside to some entity called Azazel. What does that mean? And yet, if you look at the verse, we see the verse describes that it's all taking place, the setting aside a goat, a special offering to some entity called Azazel. All of that is occurring lifnei Hashem, before our Creator. the opportunity of the great, great opportunity of Yom Kippur, the realization of the power to transform, comes from seeing how even the power of destruction exists before God. It doesn't have its own independent power. It's not real in the sense that it exists autonomously. It is inside of the divine plan. That whispering voice of chaos inside of me, inside of you, is powerless to literally kill or to it's not to say that we don't feel a profound sensation, a feeling, a discomfort of great nature. I'm not questioning that. But it's safe. It can't actually short the circuits of our system. It can't do it. We can stand in that distress knowing how normal this chaos is, how built into the design that feeling, that internal flow is, including the flow of chaotic danger. That feeling of danger is part of the design. It's normal, and it is safe, and you and I can stand in it on the other side of it's the contraction, that painful sensation that feels overwhelming. It is precious. If there's ways that we can minimize the pain, we should do so. But we don't need to live our lives with the premise that I cannot be with the internal pain, the flow of pain that shows up inside me. I wish everyone a wonderful day and a great week.